this Shabbos, we're going to have the first Shabbos of the Arba Parshiyos, the four special Parshiyos that we have during the month of Adar. This week is Parshas Shkolim. Now, what I want to discuss today is how in Halacha do we treat Parshas Shkolim? Parshas Shkolim, all the four Parshiyos, is it considered to be the Ikar Parsha that we're learning this week? Or it's something which is an addition? We know that Parshas Shkolim, the Arba Parshiyos, was established by Chazal at a much earlier date than the other Parshiyos. There's a minig in Eretz Yisrael that used to finish the Sefer Torah, the Parsha, in 3 years. But Arba Parshiyos, the Chur, came together with Megillas Esther, if you're right after Purim. So it's a very early takana. So when I'm laying this Parsha, we're going to have Parshas Vayakel, and then I have Parshas Shkolim, is really maybe the main Parsha of this week, Parshas Shkolim, or maybe both are equal, Vayakel and Shkolim, or Shkolim is just an addition, and it has the halachas of an additional Parsha, which is added over here, but it's not really equal. So we find this thing, something which seems to be a steer. We have a rule that if you have a Parsha, which is the Ikar Parsha, and a Kehila forgot to lay the Parsha or a part of the Parsha. So the rule is, the Kehila has to go and relay that part. Even if it's not the whole Parsha, even if it's only one Pasuk, one word in the Parsha, Kehila took out the Sefer Torah, and someone said, hey, you finished the Parsha too early, you stopped in Maftir, or you skipped the Pasuk. So you must take out the Sefer Torah afterwards and lay that part that you missed. Even if they already started Musaf and the davening continued, you still have to go and lay that part that you missed. That's rule number one. What happened if that week they forgot to lay the correct Parsha? It can happen if there is in a year that you have a double Parsha. Let's say it's a year you have to lay in this week, Vayakel Pekudei. If I mistake, they lay in only Vayakel. So what do? So the next week, you have to go and be mashlim that Parsha that you missed. So the week later, you're going to lay not only, let's say we have Vayakel Pekudei, the next week you're going to lay not only Vayikra, you're going to have to lay Kudei and Vayikra, because you missed Kudei the week before. That's the rule. So if you missed, you have to go back and lay in again. If you missed that week, you have to go lay in back next week. That's what you do in a regular Parsha. Now let's go to the other extreme. If a Tzibur had an extra Parsha, what's an extra Parsha? The classic example is, when do you add another Parsha? You have, let's say, Chanukah. Chanukah, you lay in the main Parsha, it's Parsha of Shavua. Then they add another Parsha later. So the din is that if they did not lay in the Parsha of Chanukah, so the rule is not only that you don't have to go back, that if they already continued on, even if they didn't start Musaf, you don't go back to lay in the Parsha of Chanukah. The Parsha of Chanukah is, because it's not the Ikar Parsha of that week, so therefore, if you lay in the main Parsha, the Rav Mishabur brings the case that you have a Parsha of, you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, right? You have a Rosh Chodesh Tevis that falls on Shabbos. So you lay in the Parsha, you lay in Rosh Chodesh, and they forgot to lay in Chanukah. So the rule is, you do not go back to lay in Chanukah, even that week. They close the Sefer Torah, too late, you leave it alone. Kol Shekin, if you don't lay in next week, next week is not Chanukah anymore, you're not going to go and repeat what you missed. So if you missed the Parsha of Chanukah, okay, that's not the main Parsha, I don't care so much. Furthermore, even in Parsha, if you in a regular week, you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you're laying the Parsha of Shabbos. You're laying Rosh Chodesh of Maftir. If you missed Maftir, they made a mistake, they're not laying the Maftir Rosh Chodesh. They just went the lay in the main Parsha. I heard actually a story about that. It was the Shabbos Bar Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah boy prepared for the Parsha a year in advance, and they didn't look at the Luch. They didn't realize that Shabbos is also Rosh Chodesh. And he finished the Parsha. They closed the Sefer and suddenly they got up. Well, it's like, it's Rosh Chodesh. You have to lay in Rosh Chodesh. So there's a machlekes in that chreining if you have to go back and lay in Rosh Chodesh or not. I mean, it's not the main Parsha, so you don't have to go back. When you get the Parsha Shkolim, the halacha is the Mishtabur right away in the beginning of the Halachos Arba Parshiyos. He says that im shachichu atzibur likros Parsha Shkolim. They forgot. this week they come to Parshas Vayakel, and they forget to learn Shkolim. For who are the Mishash Losha Parshas? So says the Mishnah Berurah, if they really did the Haftarah and they returned the Sefer Torah to the Aron, Tzochim Lachzor Uloitzi Sefer Torah Ulikris Apashe Baruch Lefanei Machir, you have to take the Sefer Torah again and learn it again. And then he says, even the Ishtar and Mosif, you have to take out the Sefer Torah, and you have to learn it again. So, L'chur, what the Mishnah is telling us, Parsha Shkolim is a higher level of Parsha than, let's say, when you read Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh, according to many Achrayim. Because Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, if you missed it, you missed it. You leave it alone. But Parsha Shkolim, if you miss Shkolim, and you're ready, the Chazon Tzadik Mosif, you have to stop and learn Shkolim again. So the rule is that Shkolim is a Ikar of Shabbos, and you have to go and learn it again.
And would you do it if you forgot the whole Shabbos?
Oh, so that's what I'm trying to get to the question. So Chur Masha Shkolim is the Ikar, I mean, that's the Parsha Shavua. Maybe is it both Vayakel and Shkolim? Maybe it's both. But if you're missing a part, you have to take it as a Sefer and learn it later. But now, the Shaila is, what happens if someone forgot to learn this Parsha completely? He did not learn Parsha Shkolim, the Kehila forgot to learn Parsha Shkolim. Shaila is, do you learn next week Parsha Shkolim? And the Chorin point out, let's say a year like this year, next week is an open week. Parsha Zohar is going to learn only in 2 weeks from now. So you have an empty week. Should I take Parsha Shkolim and learn next week? L'chura, according to what the Mishnah Berurah says right now, the answer should be yes. Because Parsha Shkolim is the Ikar. The same way if you miss a Parsha. You miss Parsha's Vayakel Pekudei, you miss one Parsha, you have to learn next week. So Parsha Shkolim, you should learn next week. So L'chura, why don't you learn Parsha Shkolim? L'chura, you should learn Parsha Shkolim next week. Rekiv Eger brings, and the Hichos of Parsha is right in the beginning, he brings the Ginas Vrodim, and he says over there, Im Shachachu V'loikaru Parsha Shkolim, so then he says, you go and learn it again. And then he says, if you didn't remember until next Shabbos, ain't loy tashlumin. You can't fix it. Even if Rosh Chodesh Yodah is a Friday, you can't do the next Shabbos. So the Shaila is, why should it be a difference? Why there's a difference in Parsha Shkolim if you do repeat the Parsha that same Shabbos. But for next Shabbos, you won't do it.
Shkolim, I think it's telling the date. Like, if you get Mel Gil Sester, you don't lay Mel Gil Sester next day.
But the Chur, here has to do with Chodesh Adar.
It's special to that week of
the week of Rosh, Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Chur, if you miss, also the Chur, the Pasha has to do with that week. Right? Because the Klal is that we all, after we said Meim Arova did something else. But we pass in every Pasha to do with that week, Dafka. And you can't lane, part of the Pasha this week and purposely leave a different part for the next week. Okay, maybe.
Maybe Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned Ishmael Ezra, you have a scar, as opposed to Shkolim, you don't have a scar at all. And therefore, in order to know that this is such a...
So you take a Sefer Torah again. What about next week? So saying that week, it's too late. Okay, maybe. Maybe I don't want to be Magyar. I hear. There is, just to add to the whole Balagan, is that many Achronim, the Ish Yisrael brings here a whole list of Achronim. They say this is true when you have Shkolim. You miss Shkolim, too late. Zachar, you miss Zachar, too late. You miss the Chodesh, which is the fourth Pasha, too late. But what happens if you miss the Parah? Pasha's Parah. So they bring Parah, it's not too late. Parah, you could lay next week twice. You couldn't lay, in other words, the week after Pasha's Parah, which comes to Pasha's Chodesh, you will lay next week both Parah and Chodesh. So here the Shailah is, why should it be different? Why should it be different? So you should call him in Parah. You bring a Chodesh, where is it? But if I'm holding Parah, Pasha, you can't move. Because to get ready for Pesach, agree. So Shkolim is to get ready also, because what if you Shkolim in Chodesh Nissan? So before Chodesh Nissan, you do it.
Before
Chodesh Nissan. Yeah, before Chodesh Nissan. You read before Chodesh Adar to remind me 3 days in advance to bring Shkolim in Chodesh Nissan.
They're both on the din of the Gavra, if you want to say. The person has to bring the Shkolim.
Okay.
He has to be have Kapur before.
And Pur doesn't have to bring?
He does, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Chodesh should be the same. Right. So the Chur, I wanted to say, I hope to be able to do it in the next 5 minutes that we have. The Gaon has, he says something very interesting regarding Kriyas HaTorah. We have a rule. A tzibur forgot to lay in a parasha. Let's say he forgot to lay in parasha, let's just take a random parasha. They forgot to lay in parasha truma. Or there was an oinus. There was, something happened, there was a balagan, people had to run out of shul, they couldn't lay in parasha truma. So the next week, they lay in two pashas. Truma and Tetzaveh. That's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch continues in Ilchos Kriyas HaTorah, in the original Ilchos Kriyas HaTorah, in the weekday Kriyas HaTorah. What happens if the tzibur couldn't lay in the pasha twice? Truma and Tetzaveh. They didn't lay in. There was a problem. There was a fire. They couldn't lay in. So then comes week number three. What do they lay in? Says the Shulchan Aruch, we lay in only last week's parashah, only 2 weeks ago. You're going to lay in parashah Kisiso, only parashah Tetzaveh, not parashah Truma. Why not? You missed the parashah, so you want to be mashlim it. So you couldn't do last week, you do next week. You couldn't do 2 weeks ago, you do 2 weeks later. Why should it be only 1 week? So Levim will go and says right away on the spot, I'll tell you, look at tefillah. It's the same idea they have by tefillah. What's by tefillah? If a person forgot to daven shachris, he davens mincha twice. What happens if you forgot the daven shach? Let's say only shachris. Can he daven shach? Can he daven, and he forgot about it in mincha? Can he daven ma'ariv twice for shachris? No. The only thing you can fix is the last tefillah. You can't fix two tefillahs ago. Why not? Why can't you even fix two tefillahs ago? So it seems to be that the only thing you can fix is the one which is previous to it. One which is called adjacent to it. Because the always, when you have two things, two zmanim, that are one next to each other, they, in a sense, they connect to each other. Right? Let's take a simple thing. Ma'ariv and Shachris. When is Ma'ariv? What's the time of Ma'ariv? During the night. What's the time of Shachris? During the day. But day and night, they mix up with each other. Because when you have Alois HaShachar, Alois HaShachar is a zman, which is a little bit night and a little bit day. You could daven, you could say Shmav Ma'ariv, and you could say Shmav Shachris during that time. It's a little bit of mishmash of both. So the night and the day, they have some combination together. When you have two things adjacent to each other, they combine. Ma'ariv and Shachris, and Mincha and Ma'ariv, also. Between the day and the night, you have benashmashes. So it's a time which is like a little bit of the day, a little bit of the night. The night and the day combine in that place. Even the morning and the afternoon. The Gemara tells us, the Mincha really should be from Chatzos. Why don't I daven Mincha until we daven Mincha Gedoylo, only half an hour after Chatzos. Why? From Chatzos till half an hour after Chatzos is a little shtickel morning. We're not so sure what it is. Avraham Avinu the Gemara says knew that that's afternoon, but we don't know. So we have to wait for Mincha half an hour. So again, you have the combination of morning and afternoon. Two things which are next to each other, they are associated with each other. So Mincha and Shachris have connection. You miss Shachris, you can do it in Mincha. Mincha Ma'ariv have a connection. But Shachris and Ma'ariv are completely separate from each other.
Not really, because Ma'ariv and Shachris also have Shachris.
The next Shachris, but not the Shachris before. Every day, tefillah belongs to that tefillah.
Each day
has its own thing. Each day, that's why a chiddush between... Okay. So that's what happens when you have davenings. The same thing when you have, says the Goyim, the same thing with Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, next Shabbos and the previous Shabbos are connected to each other. We know that, for example, Havdalah, you could say until Tuesday. When does the week start? The week starts on Sunday, the next week. But the previous week continues a little bit into next week. You could daven, right? Shtayim Mikra Chatagum. Maybe you start doing Shtayim Mikra Chatagum next Shabbos for the Mincha of the previous Shabbos. So two Shabboses have something in common. But when you have two Shabboses that go on this Shabbos, then there's nothing in common. So the same thing in Tefillah, in order to connect two things together, you need to have like some kind of flow that are connected to each other. So in Parsha, the only thing you can do is only when the Parshas are connected to each other, the one adjacent to each other. That's rule number one, the Goyim says. Rule number two, it's brought down in Tosfos. So what happens if someone forgets Daven Musaf? Can you daven Mincha twice? To be mashed to Musaf? Says the Tosfos, no. Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, or the same davening, it's called Rachmi. Davening to Hashem, Rachmi. Musaf is like a separate davening. Musaf Loshet Tosfos. So then cannot combine with all the ones. So you learn from the Goyim that tells you two things. In order to combine, first of all, they have to be one next to each other in sequence, and they also have to be associated with each other. They have to have someone which has the same meaning to each other in order to do davening, in order to do davening one after each other. Same thing also with the parashias. The Goyim tells us, gives us the key, that a parasha is very similar to tefillah. So you mainly can say the following. When I speak about our parashias, let's say Shkolim and Zohar. Shkolim and Zohar have nothing to do with each other. Shkolim, the Ike Pshat, obviously the Pibach Shavah, there's always a combination, what's the Arab Parshas coming to be? But Abida, what the Pshat was brought down in the Gemara, Rashi says in the Gemara, why do we lay in Shkolim? To remind everybody to be Shkolim to base of English. Why do we lay in Zohar? To remember Amalek. It's not nothing to do with each other. So in terms of the common theme, there's nothing to do with each other. Plus, as we have this year, Shkolim and Zohar now one next to each other. Shkolim is 2 weeks before Zohar. Sometimes they're one next to each other. Remaining times are that. So they're now one sequence. So they're completely separated. Same thing with Zohar and Parah. Zohar is Amalek. Parah is connected to you're preparing for Pesach. Nothing to do with each other. Furthermore, Zohar and Parah can have a week in between. I think it also happens this year, if I'm mistaken. That Purim is a Friday, the next day, Thursday, Friday, next day. I don't think you know you're is a week in between. So Zohar and Parah are not necessarily a sequence of each other. But a Chodesh and Parah, Pasha Parah, Pasha Chodesh, the third Pasha, the fourth Pasha, they do have these two things. A, Parah is to prepare Am Yisrael for Korban Pesach. And Pasha Chodesh is a Pasha of Korban Pesach. Chodesh is the Rosh Chodashim. Chulachem Ish says, each one has to take a Korban Pesach. So they are the same theme. And also the rule is, the Pasha's Parah and Pasha Chodesh are always adjacent to each other. The Yerushalmi tells us, you have a simon from Leila Seder, between the third and the fourth cup, you don't do a separation. So also between the third and the fourth Pasha, of Arab Pasha, you don't do a separation. They're always connected to each other. So you may consider the following. When can you be mashed to a Pasha the next week? You have to have two things. It has to be something which is one sequence, A, and it has to be which a week after a week. It has to be the last week. Pasha Shkolim and Zohar doesn't have it. Pasha's Parah and Chodesh does have these two things. So therefore, if a Kehila forgot that the late Pasha Shkolim, they can't be Mashim next week. Next week has nothing to do with this week. And there's no Hamshech, and there's no sequence. But Pasha Eker, Pasha's Parah and Chodesh, you consider to be one Hamshech. And also, they're the same theme. So therefore, it says to bring the Achrayin, to bring the Yishayi, the Yisrael, if you forgot to do Pasha's Parah, you can do it the next week. But Be'emes, when you go back to the first Halacha, this week, when you're laying Pasha Shkolim, that's the Pasha of this week. Therefore, if they forgot to do it, and it's not next week, the Shabbos didn't pass, you can still lay it. You forgot in Musaf, you'll go take a Sefer Torah and do Shkolim again. Because this week is not only a Pasha's Vayakel. This week is a Pasha Shkolim. It's a Pasha, as we know, just to end that every Pasha Shavua, it's a Loshon that was Meduik from the Rif, is really in the Yom of the Pasha. So if we say the Pasha Shkolim is not just a Tosefta, that's the Pasha of this week. So the Inyan de Yoima, like you mentioned, someone mentioned over here, is the that's the day. We're talking about the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. We're talking about that the Inyan de Yoima to focus on the Shkolim of Yisrael. Say that.